Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown, a podcast that talks about comic book story arcs. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is Ron.
Hello.
We also have a special guest today from Fortress Comics of News, Chris.
Hello.
Hello. As you've probably heard on the podcast, Chris, we like to start out when we have a new person on to have them talk about their comic book background. If you wouldn't mind giving us some of your background.
Yeah, my comic background is basically when I was very young, I was introduced to the X-Men cartoon, and then also through video games, the characters. And then later in life, probably early high school, is when I started actually picking up comics. And what actually got me there was The Walking Dead.
Nice.
And that was kind of the first trade I picked up, and I got hooked, and then I found out at a local comic shop in town, so I started going to them, and it snowballed from there.
That's awesome. Yeah, I just recently started reading Walking Dead, and I burned through basically to the current within the last year. I mean, I was watching the show, but the comics were amazing.
Yeah, I was a huge Romero fan for most of my life, and I love zombie fiction.
Nice.
And then there's I heard about this Walking Dead thing, and I checked it out.
Nice. Very nice. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get into it. Today, we are talking about Avengers 61 through 65. It was written in 1969, published by Marvel Comics. The writers were Roy Thomas, or just one writer, sorry. Artists were John Buscema and Gene Colan. Inks were done by George Klein and Sam Granger. Letterers were Sam Rosen and Artie Simek. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it. Into the first issue here, issue 61. Some say the world will end in fire, some say in ice. So we start out this issue. We've got three of the Avengers right now, because at this moment, Jan and Hank had just had their wedding, and they're off on their honeymoon. So we have Panther, Hawkeye, and Vision. And Black Panther is giving Vision solar energy. Apparently his jewel on his head takes up solar rays. Never knew that.
Nope. I can't say that I remember that either.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
So if you slapped a piece of tape over his head, he'd be fucked.
Basically. But we...
It's like one of those things they just push to the side later on.
Yeah, they just kind of... Well, and then with every different writer, they just have a new little origin story. And
well, that, and they were probably like, why would we even think of that in the first place? Let's just scratch that and pretend it never happened.
Hey, it worked for Superman. He needed solar energy, right?
Fair enough.
But so we're getting Panther trying to basically juice up Vision. Hawkeye is... In my notes, I have Hawkeye is a dick these entire issues. Because it kind of was.
Yeah.
Although these are essentially Hawkeye stories. And I know we'll get into it later, but there's some stuff here that I never knew with Hawkeye. Like at this moment, and again, we'll get into it, I think, in the fourth issue, Hawkeye is just known as Hawkeye to them. Like, I think only, Steve Rogers and Black Panther are the only ones whose secret identities were known to everybody else. Well, and then Hank and Janet, but were known to any other Avenger, which...
Well, it's probably because, don't get me wrong, Hawkeye is, sometimes a badass, but at the same time, he's also just human.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see that here in a bit, too.
I also think that when we get into the later issues, there's a reason it connects to something that he probably didn't want them to know.
Yes, which, is the big, big thing. But so as Panther finishes up, like I said before, juicing up Vision, he gets some sort of alert. I guess it's more of a... He sensed an alien presence, which we see it's Doctor Strange. But he comes in his astral form, and he needs their help. Apparently, he was fighting alongside the Black Knight, and he needs the Avengers' help to come save the world. And so the Avengers are like, okay, cool, we'll go help. It's what they do. Although Vision had to stay back because apparently he according to Hawkeye, he ate too much. Yeah.
He had a solar power overdose.
Hawkeye's a dick.
Fucking.
No, Hawkeye, I...
Hey, look, so... it's not his fault that Vision was overdosing, all right? Gotta lay off the juice.
So Emily made a comment. I don't know if you heard the Captain America episodes yet, but I kept on both, or all three, myself, Pete, and Dakota were ripping on Rick Jones and how much of a shit he was. She's like, you guys really hated Rick Jones, don't you? He was a fucking dipshit. I hated him, man. So Vision stays back. Hawkeye and Panther go with Strange's astral projection to where Doctor Strange is at. And they find the Black Knight has been knocked out. And this little snippet we get, this little explanation, this did not happen in the Doctor Strange book. So this is really just tells us everything we need to know from Doctor Strange. I do like the connectivity of the issues, basically the overarching issues of Marvel in general. But really, every single thing is just a one-off. And I'll get into that more when we get to the fourth issue with like the Thinker and the Puppeteer and all them. But yeah, so we find out that the Sons of Satanish had attacked. Well, they had saved them from the spell.
Let's call them the Sons of Satan-ish.
Satan-ish?
With the parentheses around the ish.
I like that. Sons of Satan-ish. And so they are taking one back because he's supposed to have a device that will help combat the spell of fire and ice that Doctor Strange and the Black Knight are trying to stop. But, you know, the Son of Satan-ish is dubious, I guess, because he attacks Doctor Strange and Black Knight gets in the way. Strange is able to get some information out of the guy. I think his name was Marduk. And basically tells what's going on, and the whole spell involves literally that, fire and ice. Like, it's a combination of fire and ice. The Avengers decide they will help Strange, but before that, they need to make sure Black Knight is okay. And we get to... So they take him back to the headquarters to Hank's rejuvenator, and then they basically... Would I say guilt trip? Or would you say guilt trip Doctor Strange into to operating on him?
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically.
Yeah.
Hey, look, they were pushing him to make him a better person.
Yeah, yeah. But he even says this is the first time he's held a scalpel since that night. He has a wispy eye look off into the distance.
Well, sort of a wispy eye look behind his mask and his yellow eyes. And
he's all sweating, though, over his mask.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Come on, dude. Just do it.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's doing it.
Pussy.
But he does. He ends up, even though he's questioning himself, he does this operation on the Black Knight and saves him, which is awesome. Great for him. Then we get the Vision. Pops back in right after the operation is done and it was a success. But he reports to them that there was a volcano that erupted in the Antarctica. Or in Antarctica.
In the Antarctica.
You know,
that's all the official Antarctica, not the, you know.
And as...
Born volcano. Don't forget that.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. A newborn volcano. But as they're getting this information...
Global warming right there. See? Stop. The Avengers saw it first.
Back in 1969, huh?
See, they were ahead of their time. Mm-hmm. We've known about it for that long.
But as this is happening, Black Panther gets an alert from Wakanda that apparently, and they're in Africa, they're an African kingdom, their land is freezing over. And another fun thing I have is, I see is that Vision is asking T'Challa where his African kingdom is, and he makes comment, or Black Panther makes comment that, you know, I fear even the Avengers may not know, but that it does exist. Like, he wants to try to keep it hidden, and that's that's fine.
But, you know.
It's a big contrast compared to what we have in the movies, in the MCU.
Yeah, where it's like, hey, I don't want anybody to know where this is, but hey, guys, check this shit out.
But we will, I will get into that here in a, later on. So, the Avengers basically piece it together that the spell has started. So they decide they need to go and, well, not really decide, they have to go and, you know, fix it. I know Black Knight wakes up and he's going to go help. So him and Hawkeye head to Antarctica, and Panther and Vision head to Wakanda.
Which, my favorite panel of this whole issue is Black Knight and Hawkeye on top of the Pegasus.
Yeah. On Aragorn, Aragorn? Yeah.
Look at us flying.
We go over and we see Panther and Vision heading to Wakanda. They make mention that this is the new Quinjet design, and I did find out this was the introduction of the, or the first appearance of the Quinjet, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But Vision's like, or no, I'm sorry, Black Panther's like, you know, we're already over my secret empire. I thought he wanted to keep it secret.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
Yeah. But as they fly in, they...
Maybe he put a blindfold over Vision's eyes. And he's yeah, because like, he can't right, just... No, we're going to spin you around three times in a circle.
Because that always worked as a kid.
Maybe it's like cats, you put them in a bag, you swing them around in a circle, and they don't know.
But so they're flying over, and they see Ymir. Is that how you would say it? The frost giant?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they see him over Wakanda. Well, I guess in Africa in general. Because they're not actually in Wakanda just yet. I think they're in the surrounding areas. And then they crash the Quinjet into him, which doesn't make any sense to me. But
look, dude, it was a prototype, all right?
Actually, it wasn't. It was the new Quinjet.
They had insurance on it.
Okay.
That's Stark Industries insurance.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good insurance.
Don't worry. Tony's got the money.
But once they get out, they basically start to form, or they try to get some ideas to attack him, but Ymir himself is obviously not taking anything for granted, and he just goes after them. We pan over to the next page, and we see Hawkeye and Black Knight coming up against
just
Surtur.
Real quick before we go to there, the panel before that, where they're, you know, on the Pegasus back, where the fuck is Hawkeye standing?
On the wings?
No, look. Look
no,
where
I
the wings
it.
Are at. Like,
I see it.
He is literally floating behind the fucking horse.
It's fine. I've got some things about Hawkeye in the next issue. So, but, okay. So we go to, they land in Antarctica, and they see Surtur, the fire demon. You know, their form of attack is... Hawkeye
shoots him with an arrow.
Well, he shoots him with a flame arrow, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Blast arrow. Sorry.
A blast arrow. Yeah. It's like, here, Mr. Fireman, why don't you try this on your size?
Like, it's totally going to work.
He swallowed my arrow like it was candy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who'd have thunk it?
It did nothing.
No.
I just love the holy cow, that's not possible.
He had a lot of those moments.
But I shot him with an arrow.
So they try to get out of the way. It doesn't really do much good. Well, then he pulls out a foam arrow to try and stop him. And I don't think that did. That obviously didn't do anything. So they're trying to get out of the way. Black Knight and Hawkeye think that if they get far enough away, they'll be fine. But Surtur is like, yeah, no, I can still hit you. And he does. He shoots like flames from his fire sword. And knocks them off.
Oh, wrong fire sword?
Wrong fire sword. As they're falling, Black Knight is able to get back onto his horse, of course, and grab Hawkeye from basically falling onto the rocks and dying.
Which didn't even dislocate his shoulder.
Dude, Listen. It's fine.
Look, all I'm saying is that Hawkeye is a normal person.
So is Black Knight.
So exactly. So somebody should have been walking around like this for the rest of the day with their fucking arms swinging. Because I don't know if you've ever even like just jumping from somewhere and grabbing hold of something, you can feel the pull on your shoulders, let alone dropping in a dead fall and then having somebody yank one arm.
Dude, with the way my job is, I know the pain. Trust me. So we go back to Vision and Panther. They're trying their best to stop Ymir. To no avail. Along, and so is basically similar to what Black Knight and Hawkeye do. And it's just anything they do is not working.
Except in Vision's defense, you know, he's using solar power against the ice guy as opposed to fire against the fire guy. So
that's good. That's smart. But
progress.
He also seemed to have used up all of his power. Now he, you know, then he's down to his reserves, which I find funny because he wasn't he just whining earlier that he had so much power? But Black Panther throws a giant boulder onto Ymir to try and stop him. Doesn't really, I mean, it halts him. You know, stops him for a second, but doesn't really do what they needed. But all this time, what's been going on is Doctor Strange has been trying to get mastery over the
Crystal of Conquest.
I think it's what it's called. I think you're right. Yeah, Crystal of Conquest.
Yes.
And that was the thing that the son of Satanish had attacked him with, and he had taken, and it was supposed to help stop the spell. He finally got command of it, and so he is able to try and reverse the spell. But
I gotta jump in here first.
Please, go ahead.
So, I haven't read old comics in a while, and I forgot that, like, this whole panel here of them explaining exactly what Vision does to get out of peril.
Yeah. Which, when you actually
old style of comic writing, we're just like, well, we did this and we did this with the molecules, and
yeah,
I'm free.
But I've been noticing that a lot with these old issues.
But
it
doesn't
really
make any sense what he says. He's like, I condensed my molecules to withstand the boulder fall, and then reversed it to make them less dense so I could go through them. It's like, why didn't you just phase through them in the first place?
I was thinking that at first, but this is more dramatic, I guess.
Yes.
No, I don't know, but I agree with you, Chris. It's great that they do that.
The others got paid by the word or something.
Well, and I know they did for a while, like at one point, but I don't know if it's in the 60s that was still an issue.
But he's right, because then, you know, Doctor Strange does the exact same thing on the next page.
I feel like they definitely
definitely thought their readers were idiots.
That works better. No, like they also say what they're doing like multiple times in an issue. I'm not saying that they think the readers forgot. I agree that maybe they had to pay by the word, or the longer.
Guys, it was supposed to be 1,000 words. We've only got 997. Explain again what he was doing
this week, guys.
All right, let's get back on point here. Let's get back on the issue. Sorry. So what ends up happening is Panther and Vision do one final attack on Ymir. At the exact same time, Black Knight and Hawkeye do one final attack on Surtur, and they're both being directed to do this so that the Ymir and Surtur would try to attack them, because Doctor Strange, with the crystal of, what'd you say?
Conquest?
Huh. You said, because he did call it Crystal of Conquest. Right here he calls it Crystal of Satanish. Interesting.
Maybe it's the Crystal of Satan-ish Conquest.
The crystal. He uses the crystal, and he's able to, I guess, shift the two giants in front of each other so that their final blows will cancel each other out. And they do. And they were able to stop the spell of fire and ice, which, good on them. That basically is the issue. Like,
yep,
they just
so anticlimactic.
It really was, right? Like, all of this.
And they punched each other.
Well, especially since.
Well, you remember that one time when, you know, Spider-Man grounded out Electro by getting him to touch his ankles? I mean, not much different.
I don't remember that, but that... Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally, dude. Got him to touch his own ankles, and that's what shorted him out. And
how the heck? You know what? I'm not going to question it.
Exactly.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you liked listening to Chris, please check out the Fortress of Comic News podcast on iTunes and on YouTube. And you can find them on Twitter at @FCN_official. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send us emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of this Avengers story arc.